The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 229. Today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 56 through 63. And I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 56. For the music director, according to the Yonath Elam Rekovim style, a prayer of David, written when the Philistines captured him in Gath. Have mercy on me, O God, for men are attacking me. All day long hostile enemies are tormenting me. Those who anticipate my defeat attack me all day long. Indeed, many are fighting against me, O Exalted One. When I am afraid, I trust in you. In God, I boast in his name. In God I trust, I am not afraid. What can mere men do to me? All day long they cause me trouble. They make a habit of plotting my demise. They stalk and lurk. They watch my every step as they prepare to take my life. Because they are bent on violence, do not let them escape. In your anger, bring down the nations, O God. You keep track of my misery. Put my tears in your leather container. Are they not recorded in your scroll? My enemies will turn back when I cry out to you for help. I know that God is on my side. In God, I boast in his promise. In the Lord, I boast in his promise. In God, I trust. I am not afraid. What can mere men do to me? I am obligated to fulfill the vows I made to you, O God. I will give you the thank offerings you deserve when you deliver my life from death. You keep my feet from stumbling so that I might serve God as I enjoy life. Psalms chapter 57. For the music director, according to the Altashketh style, a prayer of David, written when he fled from Saul into the cave. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you I have taken shelter. In the shadow of your wings I take shelter until trouble passes. I cry out for help to the sovereign God, to the God who vindicates me. May he send help from heaven and deliver me from my enemies who hurl insults. Selah. May God send his loyal love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down among those who want to devour me, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are a sharp sword. Rise up above the sky, O God. May your splendor cover the whole earth. They have prepared a net to trap me. I am discouraged. They have dug a pit for me. They will fall into it. Selah. I am determined, O God. I am determined. I will sing and praise you. Awake, my soul. Awake, O stringed instrument and harp. I will wake up at dawn. I will give you thanks before the nations, O Master. I will sing praises to you before foreigners, for your loyal love extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O God. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Psalms chapter 58. For the music director, according to the Altashketh style, a prayer of David. Do you rulers really pronounce just decisions? Do you judge people fairly? No. You plan how to do what is unjust. You deal out violence in the earth. The wicked turn aside from birth. Liars go astray as soon as they are born. Their venom is like that of a snake, like a deaf serpent that does not hear, that does not respond to the magicians or to a skilled snake charmer. O God, break the teeth in their mouths. Smash the jawbones of the lions, O Lord. Let them disappear like water that flows away. Let them wither like grass. Let them be like a snail that melts away as it moves along. Let them be like stillborn babies that never see the sun. Before the kindling is ever placed under your pots, he will sweep it away along with both the raw and the cooked meat. The godly will rejoice when they see vengeance carried out. They will bathe their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then observers will say, "Yes, indeed, the godly are rewarded. Yes, indeed, there is a God who judges in the earth." Psalms chapter 59. For the music director, according to the Altashketh style, a prayer of David, written when Saul sent men to surround his house and murder him. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who attack me. Deliver me from evildoers. Rescue me from violent men. For look, they wait to ambush me. Powerful men stalk me. But not because I have rebelled or sinned, O Lord. Though I have done nothing wrong, they are anxious to attack. Spring into action and help me. Take notice of me. You, O Lord God, the invincible warrior, the God of Israel, rouse yourself and punish all the nations. Have no mercy on any treacherous evildoers. Selah. They return in the evening. They growl like a dog and prowl around outside the city. Look, they hurl insults at me and openly threaten to kill me, for they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, laugh in disgust at them. You taunt all the nations. You are my source of strength. I will wait for you, for God is my refuge. The God who loves me will help me. God will enable me to triumph over my enemies. Do not strike them dead suddenly, because then my people might forget the lesson. Use your power to make them homeless vagabonds, and then bring them down, O Lord who shields us. They speak sinful words, so let them be trapped by their own pride and by the curses and lies they speak. Angrily wipe them out. Wipe them out so they vanish. Let them know that God rules in Jacob and to the ends of the earth. Selah. They return in the evening. They growl like a dog and prowl around outside the city. They wander around looking for something to eat. They refuse to sleep until they are full. As for me, I will sing about your strength. I will praise your loyal love in the morning, for you are my refuge and my place of shelter when I face trouble. You are my source of strength. I will sing praises to you, for God is my refuge, the God who loves me. Psalms chapter 60. For the music director, according to the Shushan Eduth style, a prayer of David written to instruct others. It was written when he fought against Aram Naharim and Aram Zobah. That was when Joab turned back and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have rejected us. You suddenly turned on us in your anger. Please restore us. You made the earth quake. You split it open. Repair its breaches, for it is ready to fail. You have made your people experience hard times. You have made us drink intoxicating wine. You have given your loyal followers a rallying flag so that they might seek safety from the bow. Selah. Deliver by your power and answer me, so that the ones you love may be safe. God has spoken in his sanctuary. I will triumph. I will parcel out Shechem. The valley of Succoth I will measure off. Gilead belongs to me, as does Manasseh. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah, my royal scepter. Moab is my washbasin, and I will make Edom serve me. I will shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will lead me into the fortified city? Who will bring me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? O God, you do not go into battle with our armies. Give us help against the enemy, for any help men might offer is futile. By God's power we will conquer. We will trample down our enemies. Psalms chapter 61. For the music director, to be played on a stringed instrument, written by David. O God, hear my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer. From the most remote place on earth I call out to you in my despair. Lead me up to an inaccessible rocky summit. Indeed, you are my shelter, a strong tower that protects me from the enemy. I will be a permanent guest in your home. I will find shelter in the protection of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, hear my vows. You grant me the reward that belongs to your loyal followers. Give the king long life. May his lifetime span several generations. May he reign forever before God. Decree that your loyal love and faithfulness should protect him. Then I will sing praises to your name continually as I fulfill my vows day after day. Psalms chapter 62. For the music director, Jeduthun, a psalm of David. For God alone I patiently wait. He is the one who delivers me. He alone is my protector and deliverer. He is my refuge. I will not be upended. How long will you threaten a man? All of you are murderers, as dangerous as a leaning wall or an unstable fence. They spend all their time planning how to bring him down. They love to use deceit. They pronounce blessings with their mouths, but inwardly they utter curses. Patiently wait for God alone, my soul, for he is the one who gives me confidence. He alone is my protector and deliverer. He is my refuge. I will not be upended. God delivers me and exalts me. God is my strong protector and my shelter. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our shelter. Selah. Men are nothing but a mere breath. Human beings are unreliable. When they are weighed in the scales, all of them together are lighter than air. Do not trust in what you can gain by oppression. Do not put false confidence in what you can gain by robbery. If wealth increases, do not become attached to it. God has declared one principle. Two principles I have heard. God is strong, and you, O Lord, demonstrate loyal love, for you repay men for what they do. Psalms chapter 63. A psalm of David, written when he was in the Judean wilderness. O God, you are my God. I long for you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. Yes, in the sanctuary I've seen you and witnessed your power and splendor. Because experiencing your loyal love is better than life itself, my lips will praise you. For this reason I will praise you while I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. As if with choice meat, you satisfy my soul. My mouth joyfully praises you whenever I remember you on my bed and think about you during the nighttime hours. For you are my deliverer. Under your wings I rejoice. My soul pursues you. Your right hand upholds me. Enemies seek to destroy my life, but they will descend into the depths of the earth. Each one will be handed over to the sword. Their corpses will be eaten by jackals, but the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who takes oaths in his name will boast, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be shut up. One of the main themes today is that God is our deliverer. I think those are pretty secure arms to be in, don't you? After all, if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you so much for being with me today. I really treasure our times together. Tomorrow, of course, we'll continue with the Book of Psalms, and until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.